Sean Farris.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to PNP Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome to our world. I love the show. It's a great one.
Yeah, did you get a chance to check it out?
I did. Nice. I checked it out. I watched the show. I like your character. And of course, you know, around here in Boston, we all love hockey. Of course, no one's playing hockey anymore, but
yeah, with the whole strike and everything. But you know, they got the junior leagues going up here, so we got season tickets to that.
Yeah, that's going to be something that is going to pick up now because of the NFL strike.
Yeah, it's more fun anyways because they do a lot of more fighting. You know, they just square off and start swinging on each other. I get a kick out of going and watching those guys go at it.
Yeah, one of the things that I thought was interesting about, we're talking with Sean Farris from Life as We Know It, which he has Thursdays at 9 on ABC TV. I happened to attend a high school ball game the other day and noticed the outfits that the young ladies were wearing.
It
must be extremely distracting to go to school and see what's there. And I see that the show really deals with that kind of thing that's going on, the sexual chemistry and the stuff that's going on in school.
Yeah, you know, it's happening at a much younger age these days, and it's being put out there a lot more than it ever was. And that's why, you know, a lot of parents, you know, will have a hard time dealing with the show because it's not unrealistic. It hits home, and it hits home on a subject that they don't want to know about, they don't want to see, they don't want to admit to themselves. And so, you know, like I said, if anybody ever has a problem, any critic ever has a problem with our show or you know, the radio bands or whatever, that, you know, they have, they I don't know what it's called, but the critics, you know, that they give us, they get on our case because they say, you know, is this really what's going on and whatnot? If you don't think it's what's happening, go to your average high school and check it out and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, it is happening all over the place. And your character, Dino, is like many guys out there. He's got a young lady who he really likes, Jackie, and he's trying to introduce her to sexuality, and they make out quite a bit. But when it gets to the next step, that his girlfriend kind of tries to backtrack, and now initially we see him take the hard road, like, you know, there's other women that I could get that will have sex with me, and then of course he tries the softer road as we go along, but it's an interesting dichotomy that a lot of kids run into nowadays.
Yeah, you know, well, it's great because, you know, the not only do you see the point of view of the guy who's, you know, who's in heat and in need and wanting to fulfill this thing for himself, but you see the strength of the girl saying, no, you're not going to do this until I feel ready, and it's not going to happen until, you know, I know that you're going to be there for me. And so it shows the girls, you know, it has good messages to be delivered, as well as, you know, the other side of the bad, where, you know, somebody's just after something, but, you know, that, like, you see the strength of the girl saying no and making, you know, the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Kelly's character, the strength of the girl who, you know, gets picked on all the time in school, but she's strong and independent, and she doesn't care, and she stands up for herself. You know, that's what we need more of out there. We need to send those messages to everybody.
We're talking about Kelly Osbourne.
Yes, correct.
Who's on the show as well. It's from the people who brought us Freaks and Geeks, which was a great show that didn't do well in the ratings, and I hope this one does better in the ratings than that does.
No, I got a feeling that, you know, if anyone gets a chance to really take a look at our show, they'll be hooked in, and they'll be watching every week. You know, it's such a smart show, and, you know, you got to tip your hat to the producers for not holding back and really, really going for something that they're passionate about, because it's so real. And even though we've caught a lot of criticism from the critics, you know, I think it's something that once we get further into the episodes, you'll see their plot will be revealed to everybody, you know, because it's not just about sex. It deals with so much more.
Oh, yeah. It's a good show, and I highly recommend it to folks to watch. Now, a lot of the kids that are out there listening right now remember you from Sleepover, the film on MGM, but you've done a lot of different TV shows. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the acting biz.
Actually, I started off whenever I was in high school. I'd started doing a little bit of modeling and instantly hated it. I just said it's not the route that I wanted to go, because I wanted to do something that I wanted to be in the industry, but I wanted to do something that where you felt a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, something that you really worked for. And I auditioned for an independent film in Cleveland, and I got a lead role in it. Next thing I knew, I fell in love with it. You know, it's something that I realized I could do, and I really enjoyed it. So my focus became all about acting. Whenever I graduated, I packed up everything and moved across the country to L.A. and right away, but you know, by luck, I started working my first week. I booked Pearl Harbor, and
wow,
you know, I was, you know, 1 week I was in Cleveland, Ohio at a graduation party. The next week I'm in Los Angeles, California, filming one of the biggest budget films ever at the time. And that's when I knew I'd made the right choice.
You know, you've done Smallville and One Tree Hill and Boston Public, and kind of remind me a little bit about Ashton, because Ashton, I've had him on the show a few times, and he was a model as well and got into acting and kind of did really well with it. Now he's well known for who he dates. Are you into the dating of the Hollywood girls, or?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say no. I won't date a Hollywood girl, but it's not something that I'm on a mission to go do right now. I'm married, as in the fact that I'm married to my work. I spend so much time on set that I don't really have time to worry about girls or dating or running around and all that. I'll deal with that later. You know?
Yeah. Well, what kind of work commitment is it to do life as we know it? What type of hours are we talking about?
You know, anywhere, it all depends. You know, anywhere from 12 hours to 16. Sometimes I work 16 hours a day. And then sometimes I'll work until, you know, say midnight, and I got to turn around and be on set again at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning the next morning, and then go until midnight again that night, or, you know, till 3, 4, 4 o'clock in the morning even.
Mm.
It all changes. It all varies. Because, you know, the shooting schedule changes, but for the most part, with the character I play, I'm on set every day, and a lot of times I'm there all day long, and then even beyond.
Do you have any goals for the future in terms of what you want to do? If this show takes off, obviously you'll be all over the place. Is it movies you want to get into? Do you sing? Do you get into any kind of other artistic pursuits?
You'll never see me going down the singing route at all. That's not going to happen. There's no chance for that at all. But I definitely want to do a lot more film. I'd like to do some film during my hiatus, and whenever I ever get the chance to, I'd like to actually take part and start producing films and starring in them, so I can have a little creative control and have a little say in what happens.
Sure. That's what they all want to do, that, right?
Yeah. Because you just want to grow. You want to do more. And, you know, every day on set, I learn so much more that gives me more drive to get to the point where I can do anything I want.
Are you a TV fan yourself? Do you watch TV?
Yeah, I watch TV whenever I can. Like I said, I don't really have a lot of free time,
yeah,
to do.
What are some of the shows you try to catch of you watching?
Generally, what I'll do is I'll go and I'll just buy the box set of the season. But I like 6 Feet Under. Mm. I love The Sopranos. I watch, what else? I was just watching Alias the other day. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, Jennifer Garner is worth watching.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner, she's great.
She is good. Now, folks, if you want to watch Sean, you can catch him on Life as We Know It. It's on Thursday night at 9 o'clock on ABC TV. And I guarantee you, if you're young, you're going to really love it. And if you're older like me, you can kind of like, you know, relive your childhood again through them. By the way, I love the characters of your parents on the show.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot more of them as it comes along. The storylines really start to grow the further into it gets.
Because I can see my own. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and the way they treat me is the way you treat them. It's very interesting to watch the way it happens.
Well, that's the cool thing, is that the writers have kept it very real and very, very, you know, it hits home. That's why, you know, some parents may have a problem with it.
I think it's great, and I hope that does really, really well for you, Sean.
Thank you.
I hope the next time we talk, you're a big, huge star, and you'll still talk to me.
No, yeah, I'll talk to you anytime.
Take care of yourself.
You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.